I caught him on the day that Homeland Security opened their National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center, or NCCIC, or NICIC.
And so this center is supposed to monitor all the country, international or just the country, just federal networks?
Well, it's where a lot of monitoring across federal networks takes place. And they don't quite give you all the details. What he said was that people that used to communicate by email or by telephone are now physically together. And they're looking at big screens, and they're together on kind of a command floor, you know, or a command center type of environment. And frankly, even with all the communication tools that people have, he said, there's nothing quite like, I'm sitting next to you, hey, take a look at this.
Yeah.
That the spontaneity of human interaction close by is one of the goals of the center.
Creating those relationships as well, that you know who to call if there's an emergency. You've dealt with this person before.
Right. You can even tap them on the shoulder in some cases. And he also said that, Mike Brown also said that, some of the 1,000 cybersecurity people that Homeland Security has said it's going to be hiring over the next couple of years, he's going to grab them and get them for that center as well.
It was one of the biggest disappointments coming out of Y2K, because out of Y2K, they built this wonderful facility, and they had federal, state, local, different industries there all together in one place. And no, the Clinton administration decided that it was better just to disband it. And
well,
right. Disappointing. And now we're re-putting them together in different forms.
That's right. They call it the Integration Center. It brings in the U.S. CERT. It brings in the National Coordinating Center for Telecommunications. It brings in the Intelligence and Analytics Directorate and the National Cybersecurity Center. So there's a lot of functions together. And it's really interesting because, you know, in the absence of this cybersecurity coordinator that just doesn't seem to be getting established at the White House, and now there's letters to the president and the different trade associations are talking about this, Homeland Security seems to be just moving mightily along on its own, establishing itself as a pretty powerful center for cybersecurity activities across the government. Interesting what's going on.
Yeah. Was he able to talk at all about what it is they're looking at, monitoring, that kind of thing, without giving away any state secrets?
Well, I think it's no secret what they look at. They look for intrusions. They look for anomalies in the traffic, and there are patterns that show up, and they try to assimilate what's going on. But you can see outages, and you can see intrusion attempts and so forth. But the integration centers are really looking, from a human standpoint, what's going on before, in the internet surrounding the government as it comes in. They're pumped about this. I also have a segment where I simply replay the testimony before the Senate of John Strafert. He's the chief information security officer, the deputy CIO at the State Department, and he talks about how the CyberScope initiative that's been launched by OMB is really affecting State Department and how they have upgraded the way they look at their networks worldwide. Fascinating testimony. He said that one of the things they're doing is simply scanning all of the computers they have deployed worldwide every 36 hours now.
Really?
And so they are bringing down the costs of cybersecurity and getting more secure. And so he was pretty proud of that. And I just thought the testimony stood by itself. So there's a chunk of that at the end of the show, too.
I'm going to toss you a little bit of a curveball because it seems like this issue is yet while getting so much more attention, we are still waiting for the cybersecurity coordinator. The White House seems so focused, frankly, on healthcare and other issues that it just has sucked all the cyber security oxygen. Does this position really matter anymore?
Well, to tell you the truth, it's mattering. It's less and less as time goes on. And now there's a couple of bills that are coming out in the Senate that will define who does what in cybersecurity. So the issue might be defined by legislation before the president gets around to assigning anyone to the job. And so that makes the job even less attractive. And you've heard the same stories I have. More people have turned them down than you can shake a stick at. Coordinator is not a title that you give to positions with power.